Can you imagine listening to a song that was comprised only of drums? Or just drums and bass? Without something over top, it just seems incomplete. That would be like, well, listening to radio with no alternative or community programming. That's why you have it tuned to 99.1 FM, CJAM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit. And listen online at cjam.ca. The opinions and views in the following program are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJAM FM.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
That's right. We are your hosts of Big JD and Lippo in the morning. I'm Big JD.
And I am Lippo.
How you doing today?
Very well. And yourself, sir?
Not bad. Not bad.
You look great.
Why, thank you.
You're
your shades. Nice yourself. And you without.
Of course, you have to see my beautiful brown eyes.
Ah, I've been gazing into them from behind these dark shades.
Okay. I'm getting all warm and fuzzy in here.
Starting to shake now.
Crank open a window. It's getting hot.
We did that already.
Okay. It feels comfortable in here.
Does it?
What you been up to these last
movie
few?
Making for the most part.
Or you were telling me about a movie premiere that you got coming up.
A movie premiere coming up. Yes, that's right. The Capitol Theater, November 17th. I'm not exactly sure the time. I want to say 8:30 or 9 o'clock, something like that. But a film called What Is Home?
And this is about the Windsor Youth Center?
It's based around the Windsor Youth Center and the Windsor youth that are patrons of the center, I guess. And volunteers and
what youth
staff
go to the Windsor Youth Center?
The Windsor Youth Center is a drop-in center for homeless and at-risk youth. That's what it is. And they just celebrated their 1 year birthday or
awesome.
Anniversary, however you want to say it. And so
who's the person or
cool.
People that are behind getting this initiative?
George Bozanich.
Oh, awesome.
And Tamara Kowalska. So they're the ones behind the Windsor Youth Center, actually.
Were they troubled youth
founded
themselves?
Oh, that I have no idea, actually.
Okay.
I don't know.
But they
found a need for this and they started it.
I assume they're in the movie?
They are in the movie, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. Mm-hmm. So Capitol Theater, what's the date again?
November 17th, Saturday.
All right. We'll mention it again on the show, I'm sure.
Yeah, at some point. There'll be tickets and whatnot. And I don't have all the information. But actually, we have a website and it's stagehousemultimedia.org/What Is Home, because it's a Stagehouse Multimedia production, actually, in conjunction with OMS Entertainment.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah. So that should be fun. That's what I've been busy at.
And this, you say it's in conjunction with the International Film Festival?
No.
Has nothing to do with that?
Not the International Film Festival, no.
Because that is happening
or
November,
the Windsor Film Festival. Right, it is, yeah. Yeah, okay. This isn't necessarily a film for the festival, so.
All right. Cool.
How about you? Anything...
Just plugging away, working and doing a little bit of jamming. And
You guys got a gig coming up? So are you doing the acoustic thing?
Acoustic thing,
that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I think we got a gig on the American Thanksgiving.
Okay, where's that at?
At the Legion in Bell River.
Oh, okay. And is it under King Friday Rocks or do you have some new name?
We have a new name, but there is no web presence right now.
Okay.
Tres Cojones is the
Will
name
Will you have
of the
it
band.
Up on the KingFridayRocks.com site?
I can.
Straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
And here we are in the newsroom.
Sure enough. Did you know that Windsor ranks highest when it comes to the size of its police department, fire injuries and fatalities, and parks operating cost? Highest in the nation. Per capita, I would assume. But it's garbage collection.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, is that because we have all the fires and we have so many issues that we have such a big police department? What's the...
Why do we have such a big police department?
Is that what you said? You said police.
Yeah, exactly. But I think that has something to do with the contract that the Windsor Police has with the City Hall, of course.
Okay.
They manage to put a lot of people on the streets. Is it necessary? Are we over-policed? That's another topic for another
show.
We
don't know. That's what I'm asking. If we have that many fires and problems where we need that many police, but and I'm going to say not probably, but maybe that's why.
Well, we're top in fire injuries. More people get injured in fires than any other city per capita.
Maybe the police actually do that on purpose. And start all these things secretly so that we can they can have more police. You know what I mean?
The
conspiracy theory.
That would be a conspiracy.
Right. Absolutely. But I don't think that happens.
I don't think so. I don't think they're evil in that way. I think
they're really government.
They are really, because they're in a way, they're not in cahoots with the government, but they get their mandate from the government.
Right.
The police do. And did you know that we're also the biggest whiners? The people in Windsor?
Crybabies?
No other city hall fields as many bylaw complaints from its citizenry than Windsor's.
Wow.
And this is all, by the way, where did all this information come from? It's from the Ontario Municipal Benchmark Initiative, or the OMBI.
Okay, I didn't know if you were talking about actual whiners like crybabies, or whiners like people that make wine.
Or drink wine.
We're probably that too, because the grape belt?
The grape belt, yes.
You know, we're something here. What do you call that? We're something to do with wine around here, aren't we?
Well, we in Essex
Vineyard County, capital.
We have the Erie Shore wineries, of course, and it's a tourist destination, and
it's a pretty big one. A
designated wine place, yes, it is.
Okay, because there's a whole wine tour around here, isn't there? Something like you can go on a whole big excursion,
sure,
and drink wine.
In the summertime, you can do it by bike. You drive your bike from place to place.
Mm-hmm.
Then at the end,
all you're not wine. Motorcycle, place to place, drinking wine on a motorcycle.
No, bicycle. Is that any better?
I don't know. Not if you're cruising out on the county roads there and on a bicycle, and you know what I mean. Anyway,
I don't know what the deal is there. You got any news for us, Big JD?
I do have a little piece of news actually, and I'm just trying to get to it on my iPad, which keeps popping up a thing that says my data plan's done. Do I want more? And I gotta stop that somehow. And now look at the craziness. See all that?
Yeah,
this is what I go through every day, all day long.
It's the USA Today site. They know you're on the iPad, and they're giving you a little extra show before you read their story.
Anyway, Superman, issue 13, the Man of Steel's alter ego, mild-mannered reporter Clark Kent, quits the Metropolis newspaper that has been his employer since the DC Comics superhero's earliest days in 1940.
Stop the presses.
That's right. Stop the presses. Superman changed his career, and you'll have to get the new issue of the Superman comic book in hard copy or digital copy, because now comic books are all available in digital format. And what's the show on today?
We're going to be talking about songwriting.
Are we?
Yes, we are.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And
do I have time to look for some notes?
Well, no.
Like A and E flat and...
Some notes. Good one. And I think the reason that we picked this topic is because on the Laugh Show, we kind of teased the people that we were going to write a song.
Right, which we are.
For...
We've started, actually, yeah.
For the show that we're going to be doing on the pledge drive for CJAM.
Right, pledge week. And this will be... I think it starts on November 4th.
Mm-hmm.
And the Thursday of that week, Thursday's morning show, 8 a.m., Big JD and Lippo, the special show showcasing some of the stuff that we've done as musicians.
Yes, including a brand new song that we wrote for the occasion.
That's right. And we talked about the name of the song, Architechnology, and that's what we actually are putting together. So
I can't wait till we hear the final thing, because it'll be interesting.
Absolutely. It's going to be pretty cool. And so your approach to songwriting?
I'd stay away.
Pretty
much, yeah. Songwriting, yikes, see you later, bye.
Why is that? Do you stay away from it? Do you avoid it when you can, or if you can?
I think it is a confidence thing with me. I just think that everything that I come up with is crap.
Well, I have had to make some changes to the stuff that you put together for... no, I'm just kidding. No, I it's funny that you say that, because you're so well-spoken, and we've been writing this song... Actually, the first time that we've actually recorded some stuff before, but we never actually wrote a song, like lyrics. And you're always an intelligent speaker and writer as well, I'm sure. And you do a lot of that stuff in other formats. I mean, on the web, website and writing and things and advertising, whatever all you've done in the past, mm-hmm. there's a lot of things. So yep. it's
just seems like songwriting, there is more to it than just, you know, writing a cool riff or coming up with a hook, or it just seems like there's a whole thing that you got to have happening all together to make it.
And you're right. But I guess, I don't know, maybe I'm just used to it, because at some point you got to start, you know what I mean? And then you get into however you do things, I suppose, and whatever kind of format works. I mean, although formats can be different, I mean, you can start with lyrics or you can start with music or however right. that works. And, mm-hmm. you know, there's instances where I'll write a song by starting drums first. I mean, it can be so many different things, but, I think it's just something you have to do, and I don't know.
Get the crappy stuff out of the way first, and then you can just get better at it, right?
If that's what it is, you know, you're your own worst critic, you know what I mean?
So probably.
You have to, I don't know if you've ever kept a book or anything like that of things that you did right? Like,
no, I never did that.
Yeah.
Nope.
See, if you had that, you'd see.
Well, maybe this project that you and I are doing with this song here will be the beginning of something.
Well, what you're coming up with, what I've seen so far, is great. It's okay. Excellent. Wow. So, yeah.
It's just words
it's
so far.
It's coming along nicely.
I mean, as far as that kind of stuff, I think I love writing. I like putting words on whatever.
Yeah, because you're extremely creative. That's what you do.
So, I feel really comfortable at doing that. But then there's you got to create a melody, and then you got to put the melody on top of some music, or you got to create the music and then put your melody on top of that music. Mm-hmm. And yeah. it's got to fit. And I know that there's ways of making your words fit into a certain...
Right.
whatever, sing-song kind of phrasing, mm-hmm. but I just never have done it, and I can't wait to work with you and get this thing happening.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, and we haven't quite got into yet. I mean, the song's not finished, the actual lyrics aren't finished yet, but what we're going to do as far as, you know what I mean, recording, and I want to try and have us both do everything we can. I mean, even singing and lead guitar and... You know what I mean?
Sure.
All that stuff.
I'm so, all for that. It sounds like fun.
Extreme collaboration.
So what about yourself? Now, someone like me who hasn't actually completed one song, recorded it from start to beginning, if you could just roughly give our listeners an idea of how many songs you've recorded yourself.
Oh, man, I can't even begin to tell you.
Well, just ballpark us.
I don't know. Hundreds and hundreds.
Okay. It's not 1,000,
I would say, oh, yeah, I'm sure it's okay, well over. That. But I don't know if I would say thousands, because I don't know that there's... You know, that many.
But there's at least 1,000.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's the two ends of the scale there. And would you say that your songwriting skills developed up to a certain point, and then you just stuck with it because you thought that was something that worked for you?
I don't know that I do things in one certain way.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
All the time. It to me, honestly, it kind of depends on the project or what I'm going after, or yeah, a lot of it's to do with the project. If I need something that has to fit somewhere, or if it's just something that I you know, if I'm end up writing a whole CD and it's going to be a certain kind of music, I may start someplace else other than lyrics. You know what I mean? Like with guitar, or maybe with drums, depending on how I want it to be, if how heavy it is or how light it is. And sometimes it's other things that determine that for me.
Sure.
And so I could just about start anywhere. But I'm actually going to take a look at a hard drive here and maybe have a rough estimate of how much stuff I actually have. And
while you're doing that, I have to let you know that as far as you say sometimes a drum gets you going, I have to admit, every time I hear just drumming, somebody could be playing the drum part of a different song, and I feel so inspired when I have a guitar in my hand mm-hmm. to play something. I hear something in my head just based on the drum.
Right, and that what you hear, is that something that's just made up by yourself?
Yeah,
basically?
It's just something I can easily riff on top of any drum beat. Whether it's funky or hard rock or bluesy
that's,
or whatever.
If that's the way that things work for you, you should be laying down drum beats and then... play what you want to them. Do your rhythm guitar over top. Then everything else comes after that. Even if you change the drums, you know what I mean? As long as you've done everything to some kind of a, you know, a metronome or something like that. You can even change all that. Even if you just have a basic beat going, you know what I mean?
Right.
And then you would write by using
starting
guitar,
with the drum,
basically.
Yeah.
Well, starting with the drums, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pick some kind of cool beat. And if you put down 10 different cool beats, then you're going to come up with 10 different cool guitar riffs. So yeah. That's kind of how I think that would work for you.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
So we're taking a look at my hard drive where I basically have most all, I would say, of the stuff that I've recorded, songs. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at about on the way to 8,000. So I guess I could say thousands.
Wow.
Not hundreds. And I wasn't quite sure. But
there was some stuff in there that there was some cover stuff, right?
There was some cover stuff in there.
There's repeats of other stuff that you've done, like an acoustic version of another song.
Yeah, there would be some of that, I guess. And also, what else would there be? You know, a few other created type things. I mean, I've done some different things. I don't know exactly what, like possibly stories, you know, from some children's music CD stuff that were actual stories. I'm going to say there's a handful of those, maybe five or so, but I mean a few different things like that. And then in there actually too is that's anything that I've some of the things I've collaborated on in that too as well. So there'll be a little bit of that in there, but.
And Wicked Angel stuff as well.
Yeah. Pretty much everything is, but that's what we're looking at. Yeah. Close to 8,001 after we finish ours. But yeah, I never really looked to see how many, but.
Could you say that you were inspired by any specific songwriters?
Specific songwriters. Yeah, I don't know. Anvil was a big influence on me when I was, you know what I mean? Playing early days of Wicked Angel and stuff like that. But no, not so much. There was a lot of inspiration from the music. You know what I mean? Riffs and all that kind of stuff. But lyrics, not so much, except for maybe the genre I was into, you know, whatever kind of metal or something like that. So you start writing stuff that's more based on, I don't know. I guess I did both realistic type songs and then fantasy type. You know what I mean? How you get into metal and it's some is like, you know, those kinds of things. But yeah, I don't know. I've pretty much covered from one end of the spectrum to the other as far as writing and what kind of stuff, you know, whether it's been harmonica based stuff or keyboard based stuff or guitar, or I have some stuff that's just a cappella.
No.
Yeah, there is. So
got to hear some of that.
And I've also written for other people too. So I've been commissioned and paid to write lyrics for other people. And in that I've been sent songs. So I do reference of, singing for them so that they have an idea of what I'm doing. So they weren't necessarily my song, although they were my lyrics, and I have that as well too. So
well, that's very cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. what are some of your favorite songwriters? Obviously
favorite songwriters. Wow.
McCartney, Lennon, and,
yeah, there's a lot of great songwriters and duo teams, and Big JD and Lippo comes to mind, you know, Architechnology, and Gitonica, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. I'm just trying to think off the top of my head who's really inspiring. I mean, songwriters that are inspiring, like the Barry Manilow and, you know, like, songwriter types, you know what I mean?
Sure.
I don't know. I'm not really stuck on the songwriting thing in a particular genre that I care for the most, or it's got to be rock or it's got to be metal. I mean, good songwriters are good songwriters. Billy Joel and you know, those are some of the people that kind of come to mind. Yeah, yeah.
James Taylor.
There's so many. I mean, I it's hard to even pick out all the great ones. I mean, there are so many that are inspiring.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by, well, by us, Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
Daniel Johnson's Chords of Fame on Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
I found him by the stage last night. He was breathing his last breath. A needle full of heroin was all that he had left. I can see that you make music 'cause you carry your guitar. But God help the troubadour who tries to be a star. So play the chords of love, my friends. try to take the world. When they find their melody, they're surrounded by the girls. But it all fades so quickly, like a sunny summer day. Reporters ask the questions, they write down what you say.
JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and stringing cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
What do you got for us?
Well, you've heard the big uproar about the Islamic film that got lots of protesters in Iran and Iraq all up in a roar from the fact that these people were making fun of Islam. But and basically in India and in other Arab countries, they've blocked it. So you can't even get to this YouTube video. And a lot of people have requested Google to take down this video because it's whatever. But Google has made it clear that it would not reconsider the White House request to remove the anti-Islam video Innocence of Muslims from its YouTube site. The video has triggered, of course, massive outrage, like we said before, among the Muslim community. Google on Friday said that it had already determined that the video did not violate its terms of service regarding hate speech. They said the video is against the Muslim religion, not against Muslim people. The video has already was blocked in India, and Indonesia was the other country I was thinking of, because it violated local laws. YouTube said that it continuously monitored the circumstances in other countries. So what is your thing as far as, do you think they should actually take it down so that nobody can watch this movie?
Not necessarily. I mean, it's made by somebody, created by somebody, made for a reason. If somebody doesn't want to see it or watch it, then they shouldn't. It exists and there's no way around that. And it's probably, it's the idea behind it and everything. I mean, all these things exist anyway. I don't know. That's like saying that, you shouldn't write on that subject or you shouldn't create anything on such and such a subject, whether it's something you believe in or don't believe in or want to show somebody or want people to know or bring awareness about or whatever.
Absolutely.
There's that freedom there, but
sure.
Whether or not, it slanders, people or a race,
neither. It's against a religion.
No, right. But I'm just saying, like, in general, something like that, that still exists as well. And I would say that's unfortunate. But, should somebody not make that kind of content or do that if that's what they believe in?
No.
If you don't like it, condone it, or want to watch it, then you shouldn't.
Right, exactly.
But I mean, even if it's against, your own people or religion, it still exists and its thoughts and its creativity, and as bad as it may be or wrong as it may be, I don't know. Yeah, I don't think people should not have that right. I mean, right. It's not like you're, you know, and hopefully it's not creating other problems. You know what I mean? Creating riots and creating people to want to do things that they shouldn't, you know,
exactly.
The physical aspect of those kinds of things, I think, you know, shouldn't happen. But when it's something like that, I can't say that it should be
condoned, you know, or not condoned.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. I don't really think that anybody should have the right to say that it should or shouldn't exist.
Cause there's a ton of material out there, on atheism, which puts down every religion in general. I know there's a friend of mine somebody you know as well, but I won't mention his name because he is an atheist and he's not proud of it, but he's very forward about the fact that he doesn't think that there is a God or anything.
And even those things exist and those things are in the minds of many people. And it's unfortunate when things get taken further than that. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yes.
Even to the people that they might have been made to, if there's an uproar of some kind and riots created or somebody goes mm-hmm. after somebody or, you know what I mean?
Yes.
If you don't condone it, then, you know, you make something of your own or don't yes. watch it or state your opinion or, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
But that's as far as that should go, I think.
Right. You know? Exactly. Shouldn't bring violence against another person. That's for
sure. It's a tough call, man. It's all kind of tough call.
Yeah. I think it brings us as a civilization. It moves us forward.
And now it's time for Quotes and Quips.
All right, this quote comes from Vivian Campbell.
He's a guitar player for
Def Leppard now, isn't he? Still?
He was in Def Leppard and Whitesnake.
I saw him in Thin Lizzy.
And he also played for
Dio.
Dio, exactly. Yeah.
And he was young too when he was playing for Dio, I think. But anyway, he says, being a songwriter, singer, and a great part of a unit is more important than being Joe Guitar Hero.
Oh, for sure. And that's who usually the better guitar players are like that.
Mm-hmm.
They know that it's the song that matters. And unless you're like a Joni Mitchell and Neil Young, you can't be on your own and just be the show. If you're going to make songs and write songs with a band, you got to be just a cohesive part of that unit, like he says.
Now, what would you say is a more important aspect of songwriting? Lyrics or music?
I say lyrics because for the most part, songs tell a story. And unless you're someone like Joe Satriani or Steve Vai or Frank Marino, it's a lot of people can tell a story just with playing their guitar. But as far as, you know, telling a story with words, it's something that a larger audience can, you know, be in touch with. What about yourself?
I think it's kind of tough. It's true that the lyrics kind of tell the story. If there's lyrics in the song, and you know, that's you know, you might write for them to be inspirational and whatnot, but then again, music is really important as well. And I think songs are perceived differently by different people, and some people get something out of the music and don't necessarily pay attention to the lyrics, you know what I mean? So
well, for sure
it can go both ways, but where we're going right now is
out of here.
That's right, we're going home. We'll see everybody next week.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
We hope you have a great day and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place, for Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
The opinions and views in the preceding program were those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJM FM.